persuade my sonic screwdriver at it to explode. But hang on a moment. If I can just open the fridge door...
Careful, Doctor!
There. Let's turn your cooling dial up to maximum.
Must refrigerate. Foods must be kept at low temperatures to ensure freshness.
That's right. We wouldn't want anyone to catch botulism, would we? Now let's hop behind you and see what we can see. Ah, this should sort it.
Oh, you saved us. Can I have a kiss, Doctor?
No, you jolly well can't, dear.
Deck the halls with sprigs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Come on, Nick.
Singing diggers. Diggers that sing. Singing a song. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Those gnomes really give me the creeps. They're not like real creatures at all. They're so vicious.
Oh, I know a song called Vicious.
And what the heck are we supposed to be digging for anyway? There's nothing but loose earth and stones.
Oh, we better keep on doing it, though. I don't want to get hit by one of their shovels. What was that?
There's someone else over here. It's a kid.
Oh, hello. Got to keep digging. Oh. So thirsty. Been digging for hours without a rest.
Here you go, kid. The gnomes gave us a little water. You can have mine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's a nasty lump you've got on your head. I better have a look at that if we get the chance. My name's Nick, and that guy over there is my friend, Rob.
Hello!
What's your name?
My name's Craig. Thanks, you've been very kind, but we've got to keep digging or the gnomes will get angry. Hang on, what on earth is this?
You found something, Rob?
Yeah, Nick. There's a box buried in the dirt. A cardboard box. I can't quite read what it says on the lid. Oh, wait. It says monorail.
Monorail? What are you talking about?
It's a tinsel model monorail set. Requires 10 triple gamma power cells to operate. Oh, they're not included.
There's something over here too. Here, if I shift this...
Look, there's a rocking horse and a play cookery set.
There are loads of toys buried down there.
What's going on? Who buries toys?
Perhaps they occur naturally.
Seems rich. A rich seam. You've hit the blader. Bring the buckets. Bring the ropes. You, slaves, get those items off the trolleys or I'll smack you up good with my shovel.
My dear, it's all over now. Look, none of our other household appliances are trying to kill us.
Here, Vera, have a hanky. Blow your nose. Yes, well, you can keep the hanky.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Oh, that machine scared the life out of me. I thought, Vera, my girl, this time your chips are cooked. Or maybe deep frozen. And I didn't even get to say goodbye to my... Oh, never mind. Oh.
This fridge was a work of diabolical engineering ingenuity. Molybdenum linkages. Discrete non-variable programming. Salad crisper. Whoever put this together knew what they were doing.
It's those blasted Christmas gnomes. I should have shipped the whole lot off to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory while I had the chance.
Would the gnomes have the ability to put together something this complex?
Don't you doubt it. The average gnome is a technical genius. They had to be, to create toys that could beat the competition. Oh, tinsel toys were once the talk of the galaxy. Every little boy wanted a tinsel Changeformer robot, and every little girl wanted a tinsel My Little Ponytron. Oh, how things change. But the gnomes have never made anything so evil or destructive before.
Doesn't seem to fit, does it? You tell me these gnomes were once happy little workers. You outsource them, and naturally they're angry. But that wouldn't turn them into a tribe of vicious murderers. There's a missing link here somewhere.
Oh, I hope my other reindeer staff are okay. Poor Donner and Blitzen.
And then there's my young friends, Nick and Rob. I must get back and warn them. They're completely oblivious to the danger.
I suggest you go to the Tinsel Control Room, Doctor Who. You could contact them via video link from there.
That sounds like a good idea. Though to be honest, part of me thinks I should leave them out of this. They're probably having a lovely time and I'd just go in and ruin it. Are you coming with me, Father Christmas?
No, no. That fridge made quite a mess of my kitchen. I had better stay here and clean up.
I'll get the bounty!
Vera, you can show Doctor Who the way.
But my big old Christmas pud, we might need your help.
Oh, I don't think you will. Rudolph will sort those gnomes out.
Oh, but my jolly sack of holly.
Will you get out, you insufferable woman?
Well, I never did.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that, you know.
Come on, Doctor. Let's leave old Fussy Boots here to his cleaning. Humph!
Ha, Father Christmas. Domestics, eh?
Oh, just go.
Righto. Goodbye.
This rocking horse is so heavy. Won't someone help me? Please.
Don't worry, Craig. I'll help you carry it.
You are a good and kind fellow, Nick.
Oh, he's a real tiny Tim, isn't he?
Slaves! Scum! Although it pains me to say it, we've been told to let you have a rest break. Anyone taking longer than 5 minutes will be beat to death with their own dismembered legs.
Nice. Oh, this has got to be the worst Christmas planet that the Doctor has brought us to all week.
I wish I still had my shirt. I'm freezing my nips off here.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, it's another of those reindeer. Which one are you then?
Do you not know? I am Prancer, the most famous of all the reindeer.
Of course, Rudolph doesn't come into it.
Mention him, the red-nosed one. I'll have you know that he takes illegal substances to achieve the nasal glowing effect.
Fine. What a weirdo.
Never mind him, Rob. How are you feeling, Craig?
Tired mostly. Thank you so much for the water, Nicky. It really helped.
How long have they been keeping you down here, Craig?
I reckon it must only be 4 or 5 days, but it feels like forever. My grandmother and I came here to be safe.
What do you mean, safe? What was wrong with where you were?
There was a war on, silly. I don't know how you managed to miss it. Most of the galaxy was fighting.
Well, why would this place be safer than any other?
This is the land of Christmas. Gran told me no one would attack Tinsel because they'd look like a bunch of misery guts. Imagine if you blew up the home of Father Christmas.
Quite right, young man. If I could interject here, these plebeians might get a proof idea of what happened.
Well, go ahead then, Mr. Prancer.
Yes, Tinsel once controlled the production of toys for the whole galaxy. Father Christmas, the Christmas gnomes and the reindeer all worked together producing the finest, most exciting toys ever created.
That's right. All the kids at school loved your toys.
Mention you not the kids of your education establishment. When the War of the Golden Union began, the demand for our toys fell. We came to hard times here on Tinsel, but we were coping. Then disaster struck. A misdirected Vandalip's warhead struck our underground toy depot. The superstructure of the depot collapsed, scattering billions of toys in amongst the rubble and burying them below the ground. Most of the toys survived the missile strike intact. They were well protected in their card steel packaging.
So what those gnomes have got us digging in is the remains of your toy depot!
Mention you not the digging, my back stands. I have a means of escape. Come closer. Let me tell you. One of the toys I found was a Tinsel Junior lockpick kit. I have used it to release myself from these chains. When that gnome isn't looking, I intend to scarper like a coward.
Tinsel Junior lockpick kit? Are you grinding my coffee?
Mention you not your caffeine beans. The kit is real. Here, you can have it. I am free. I best be quick. That gnome has gone.
Prancer, don't do it. Wait for us and we'll all get away together.
You can take your own chances. I'm getting out of here.
My God! Craig, don't look!
Help! No one will ever see me to finish performance in Chicago!
I don't believe it! I beat him to death!
So this is Tinsel Central.
I prefer to think of it as my husband's office.
It's quite an impressive control room, I must say. Ah, here's Rudolph. How are things going, Rudolph?
Badly. Our cameras are being smashed one at a time. Dasher and Dancer have been monitoring them. Each time we lose picture, the last thing the camera sees is a Christmas gnome.
Can you still patch us through to the dining room, Rudolph? I'd better warn my two young friends.
Don't you know? The dining room was attacked first. The Christmas gnomes dragged everyone in there down through the fireplace.
Nick and Rob, I'd better get after them.
No way, Doctor. We've blocked off the fireplace in case the gnomes come up through it again. Their attacks on our cameras are getting closer and closer to Tinsel Central. We've got our backs to the wall.
Oh dear!
Comet, Cupid, come in please.
Rudolph, it's Comet here. When are you going to bail us out?
Where are you?
We're down here in the Christmas TV favourites amusement zone.
Ah, I've got you on video scanner.
Cupid, it's the wrong trousers, and they've gone wrong!
Can't we do anything to help them, Rudolph?
Look, I'm doing the best I can. Their only hope is to get past the Christmas night and come here. Listen up, you lot! You've got to get to Tinsel Central! Just run for it! You might be able to dodge the gnomes!
We're going as fast as we can, Rudolph!
Don't go that way! It's the Home Alone display!
Whoa! Cupid
just slipped on a whole bunch of toy cars!
Look, there's a gnome hiding up there with a can of paint.
Oh, baubles! Cupid, duck!
What? All right, gnomes, attack! Revenge! Drop the covered handle on the heads! Turn it off!
Turn it off, Rudolph!
But, Doctor!
We're too late to save them.
What they did to that poor reindeer.
I know, it's awful. You have still got that thing that he gave you, though.
Yeah, I've got the lockpick set stashed in my pants.
Rather you than me.
Nick, help me, my leg is stuck.
Oh, you better go to him.
Thanks, mate. I can't let them hurt Craig.
Oh, that leaves me digging on my own. Oh, never mind. I've got a little rhythm going now.
Hey, gnome. Yes, you. How many prisoners were you able to bring back from the surface?
That voice sounds familiar.
We got three to work the mines. We're making them dig real hard.
Three? Now, that's not very many, is it?
We smashed one up with our shovels.
Blimey! It's Scott from back on Giddy. I'd better get over and tell Nick.
There you go, Craig. You should be grateful your leg isn't broken.
Thanks. Again. I owe you so much.
Nick.
What's up, mate?
I've just seen one of those gnomes talking to someone. Nick, it's Scott.
What?
Scott. The guy who seduced you back on Giddy to use your latent psychic ability to open a gateway for the Pro-Eye. Remember?
I've been trying to forget, actually. What the hell is he doing here?
I don't know. Hey, Nick, perhaps you could use your charm on him to get us out of here?
Oh, you can forget that right away. It's got here, I'm staying out of sight. This cracker's not for pulling.
Right, we need time to think, so we'll have to barricade ourselves in here. Vera?
Vera Christmas is standing to attention and pleased to help you, sir!
Go and find Dasher and Dancer, get them to help you make some barricades. Throw anything you can up against the doors, then make sure you have a good scout around for any openings small enough for a gnome to crawl through. Have you got that?
I think so, Doctor. Oh, this is just like old times, isn't it?
No, I can assure you that this is completely different. Off you go then. Now, Rudolph, you better contact Father Christmas and any of the reindeer who are still about. Tell them to get over here as fast as they can.
Good plan, Doctor. By the way, I want to apologise for the way I spoke to you earlier. I'm really glad you're helping us. Don't tell the other reindeer, but I'm not really cracked up to being a leader. All I ever wanted to do was join in all the reindeer games.
I understand. You've got it in you to be a great leader, Rudolph. You just need to have confidence in yourself.
I hope you're right, Doctor. What was it you wanted me to do? Oh right, Father Christmas. I'll call him up on his mobile.
Doctor, come quick! There's a noise!
What kind of noise?
A rather spooky noise. Listen!
There's something in the toy transport shaft.
Up in the ceiling there. We'll have to coax it out. Carefully.
Use this broom handle, Doctor.
Thank you.
Can't hear anything. It must have been just passing through.
It moved over here, but I didn't hear it leave. Let's give this panel a little poke with a broom handle.
Revolution! Mud! Piggy pudding!
Away in a manger. Deck the halls and away in a manger. Are those the only two carols you know, Rob?
Oh, but it's more than you know.
I know them all. Perhaps we could get Craig to sing Descant on O Come All Ye Faithful. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation.
Has anyone ever told you what a beautiful voice you have?
Scott! Oh, Spack, no!
You know, I was thinking to myself that I could do with a few nice presents this Christmas. When what should I find under my tree but my little Nick? And half unwrapped as well. I do hope the gnomes have been treating you well.
To be honest, I have a few complaints.
Oh, perhaps you would like to fill me in over a glass of slur.
Whatever it is you're going to offer me, I'm not interested.
Oh, I'm sure once you're warmed up, you'll remember the chemistry between us.
I can remember it now. You drugged me.
So spiky. I've missed you, Nick.
I've been trying to forget you.
Enough. Gnomes, bring the cute one with me.
Hey, what about us?
You can stay here until you die of exhaustion. Come on, Nick. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
Okay, everyone back away from the gnome. Slowly.
There's only one of them. I could take him. I just need some confidence. Right, bring it on.
Rudolph, no.
Enough of mince pies. I'm going to tear out your eyes.
Help me. This will sort him out.
Ow.
Well done, Vera. You knocked him out. With your handbag.
Never underestimate what a lady has in her handbag, Doctor.
Of course. Give me a leg up and I'll seal off this shaft with my sonic screwdriver. That should do it. Now, Vera, tie up that gnome before he wakes up.
Oh, there's a tinsel knot tying set in this stack of presents. Should I use a reef knot, a sheep shank or cranberry half-inch merry-go-weather gleeball snatch?
Whatever you think is best, Vera. Is Rudolph all right? His nose is glowing ever so brightly.
Just a few scratches, Doctor. I'll be fine in a minute.
I got that gnome tied up nice and tight. Oh, he's waking up already.
Excellent. I think he might be able to answer a few questions for us.
Oh, Rob! I don't know how much longer I can go on.
Oh no, mate. Don't worry. Someone's got to rescue us soon.
Nick was telling me about your friend, the doctor. He sounds wonderful. If I had a friend like that, I would surely be the luckiest boy in the galaxy.
Oh, ouch! What's up, little fellow?
It's another Christmas present. Pass it over to the wagon.
Okay. Wait a cotton-picking minute! Tinsel super strength stink bombs!
How can they help us?
Well, I've still got that lockpick set stashed in my pants. First we'll get you and me unlocked. I saw Prancer unlock his chains, it shouldn't be too hard. There we are. Right, I want you to grab as many of those stink bombs as you can and set them all off at once when I give the signal.
I hope this works, Rob. Oh, I do so hope it works.
Are you ready with those bombs?
Yes!
Okay, do it now! Gas! Gas! We've got a coolant leak! Warp core breach! Gas! Oh, blimey, that really stinks! That got them spooked! Come on, Craig, it's time to run like you've never run before!
Hello there, little fella. Would you mind telling me what you're so upset about?
Why have you tied me up? I don't mean anybody any harm. I'm a friendly little gnome.
That's not the impression I got when you attacked us.
I was defending myself. Please, won't you untie me? This is very uncomfortable.
Tell me what the Christmas gnomes want.
We just want fair treatment. Since the reindeer took over, we've been treated like dirt, but we never killed anyone. It's tough being a gnome at Christmas, all tied up and accused of murder.
Oh, he looks so sad, Doctor. I'm sure he's a good little gnome, really.
We're not untying him, Vera. Don't let him get inside your head.
Vera, that's a pretty name. I'm sure you're a nice lady. I'd like to have you as a grandmother.
Oh, please let him loose, Doctor.
No, and that's final.
Let me out. Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! Do it now, I swear I'll rip you apart like a big fat Christmas pudding!
Oh my!
You see, Vera, I daren't risk letting this creature loose.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I didn't realise he was so violent.
But is he? This isn't his natural state. Just look at his foaming mouth and dilated pupils. I think something has happened to make the gnomes more aggressive. Some change in their physiology. And what's more, I think it's been done deliberately.
But who would do a thing like that, Doctor?
I haven't got any idea in the slightest. Perhaps there's something useful in this pile of toys we've got stacked up here. Let's see. Tinsel wooden train set. Tinsel duckaroo. This is no good.
Are you looking for something specific? It's very hard choosing just the right present for someone.
No, that's no good. This is hopeless. Ah, wait a minute. Perfect. A Tinsel Junior chemistry set.
No, I don't think that's a very good present. What else think we've Connect for?
Welcome to Christmas Gnome HQ, Nick. You'll find things pretty comfortable here.
So now you've got the Christmas gnomes working for you. Did you have to butter all of them up with drink and sweet talk?
You got it all wrong, Nick. In fact, you haven't got a clue. Now why don't you kneel?
No way. I'm not doing that again.
On your knees before your new master. Gnomes, hold him down.
Stop. What is this thing you've brought in here?
This is Nick, a new ally. At least he will be once I've softened him up a little.
Oh, feel free to enjoy your toy, but keep it out of my sight.
Who the ruddy Nora are you?
It talks, does it?
Yeah, I do talk, and I'm going to let you know that you and your Christmas gnomes are finished. I've got a friend called the Doctor, and his speciality is dealing with unhip Looney Tunes scuzz buckets like you.
The Doctor? He's just a bumbling idiot. If it wasn't for his time machine, he'd be nothing.
Time machine? You'd better tell me all about this, Doctor. My name is Kestera. I am the Minister for Peace of the Golden Union of Earth. And you, Nick, are nothing but dust beneath my feet.
Hey, Doctor! I just got a message from Father Christmas. He says he met up with two young lads who escaped from the toy mines.
It must be Nick and Rob.
It ain't so great. Big Boss says that the Christmas gnomes are right behind them.
Drat! I need more time to work on the blood samples we took from that gnome. This junior chemistry set isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Hello?
Good, we're here! Let us in! Ho ho ho!
I'll get over and let them in.
Let's see. Sample Z-alpha 86. Yes, definitely a bacterium. Or is it? But where does the ribonucleic acid come in then?
Oh, I do like to see a man engrossed in his work. The door that only opened a part of the way.
Here I'm stuck. I wish I said no to that 15th extra mince pie now.
Oh, come on, Craig, help me push him.
We'll pull from this end. At the door. Put the bench back up.
Ho, ho, ho. That was a tight one.
Is it Craig?
Gran?
Oh, Craig, I thought you were dead.
If Nick and Rob hadn't rescued me, I really would have died down there.
You left me, you old cow. You left me down there in those dark mines. I never thought I'd get out again. Don't talk to me. I hate you.
Eureka, the answer is in the blood.
Doctor!
Rob, it's good to see you. What happened to Nick?
Oh, the gnomes have still got him. But Dr. Scott was down there.
Dr. Scott?
No, Scott. From Giddy, tried to reanimate the Proti. Conned the Intergalactic Water Guard police. He said he liked patience, because that way he always wins.
Scott, of course. He might be responsible for all of this. Although, he wouldn't have the know-how. No, there's someone else directing the Christmas gnomes for their own diabolical ends.
Do you think it's this guy on the screen here?
What?
I don't believe it! It's Castero! He's taking over our computers!
Will the time traveller known as the Doctor identify himself?
Chosen to say hello at last, Mr. Castero.
Doctor, it is my intention to bring peace and order to the galaxy. I have been systematically removing subversive elements that threaten the security of the Golden Union.
I know what you've done to these poor Christmas gnomes. You've perverted them. You've manipulated their nature and twisted their minds with callous contempt. I cannot allow this to continue.
What could be more dangerous to the sanctity of our society as a time traveller? A time traveller that, by all accounts, is prepared to get involved, to meddle, and to change the course of history. You must give me the secrets of time travel so that they can be used responsibly. For the good of the Union.
I could never let you have the secrets of time travel.
Then you and all of those you have had contact with must die.
You can't get us in here. We're out of your reach, mister.
The preparations for my return to the Golden Union are almost complete. The toys of Tinsel have been stripped. Their raw materials converted to weapons for the Noble Army. The gnomes will soon melt through your pitiful barrier. Your deaths will follow immediately.
The light! Get the lights back on! I don't want to die in the dark!
They're coming.